Okay.
Okay, it's too late night, or we use ER, and it's Menchas Chinuch Shir time, and we're still in the midst of Pidyon Petach Hamor, and we're up to, let's see, in my printing it's two paragraphs before Tezai.
Yeah.
But you don't have a Tezai.
Bavur Od, yeah?
Bavur Od Kan B'shas. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Barambam. Halacha Chav Dalet. B'shulchan Aruch. Simen Yudayim. The Koyen Sheyor Chamor Me'avi Imo Yisroel. Okay. And the reason that a Koyen can have a grandfather who's Yisroel, right? It just has to be his mother's father. A Koyen is potter from Petach Hamor. The thing is, Pidyon HaBen and Petach Hamor are very similar in a lot of their dinim. If Koyen has a Bechor named a Tahora, and if it's Kadosh and it's a Korban called a Bechor, he doesn't have to give it to anyone. He's a Koyen, he can keep it, but it has Kedushas Bechor. But he's from Pidyon HaBen and from Pidyon Hamor. So what happens here, he was Yairish a Petach Hamor from his grandfather, who was a Yisroel. So it's Osir. Yarshin something Osir. Tzorech lahafrish tleh lafkui Yisura. So he makes the pigeon with a tleh, or with the worth of the Petach Hamor, we know. Yishaloh, but he can keep it. He wants one pin. If a pin that's Mishrum, he'll have to keep it. He doesn't have to go to the Kayan. So it's exactly like that. Ve'ein zeh chidush. Ve'ein zeh chidush. Ella, that would be a chiddush. But Ella filu meis hakoyim, chayrish leben bim Yisrael. This guy not only has a grandfather that's a Yisrael, but he has a grandson that's a Yisrael too. Very easily, his daughter married a Yisrael. Also a Yisrael, and it's still the Petach Hamor. No one was still sitting with the Petach Hamor. So now the koyin owned the Petach Hamor. Again, if a Koyen has a Chamor that gives birth to a Petach Hamor, zero, zip. It's not Osir, there's no Din Pidyon. Koyen's Mufka from the Parsha. But here, a Koyen was Yoresh, a Yisrael's Petach Hamor. Okay? We know what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be Poydid B'Tleh, and then keep the Tleh. He could. But what happened here is he died first. And his grandson, who was in Israel, was now Yairish the Petach Hamor. So, he also, Mafrish Tleh, he's Mafrish Tleh, and he's Poydid, and he could keep it. The Israel does not have to give it to a Kohen, because he was Yairish, the Mominus of the Petach Hamor. In other words, it's Ke'ilu. You have to look at it this way, that Ke'ilu, really, I should have to give maybe a Petach Hamor to a Koyen. But you don't. The Torah says, be Poydid B'Tleh, and give that to a Koyen. But here, where a Koyen was Yoresh to Petach Hamor, and he could have... So the Petach Hamor is awesome. So he was supposed to be Poydid B'Tleh to take care of the Isser, but then he had a right to keep it. He was Morish to Petach Hamor, to a grandson that's the Yisrael. So we say the Yisrael also has a right to keep the Tleh. He has to be Poydid in Petach Hamor, or else the Petach Hamor is also Ba'anon. But he has a right to keep the Tleh. Why? Because we say there's a Schus Mamoni here to keep the Tleh that he was Yorish. There was never a Tleh, he was Yorish of Petach Hamor. So that's why I'm explaining that Lechora, the din of giving this, it's like you're really supposed to give away the Petach Hamor, but the Torah doesn't want. When are you giving the kind here? A donkey? He wants him to be Mafrish B'Tleh, and you give the Tleh to a donkey. So that's why we say that even though the grandson is Yoresh, the Petach Hamor, but he has a right to keep the Tleh. That's the chiddush. Mafrish Tleh.
He could have been Yorish the Tleh too.
Then there wouldn't be a chiddush. Because the Tleh Mamish belonged to the Koyen. And he was Moirish. I'm saying the chiddush is that he was Yorish the Petach Hamor. So he also gets to keep the Tleh.
Right.
I think because the Koyen when the Kohen has a Petach Hamor, so he has a right to keep the sled that's the pin.
It's like the Shabbos of the Chamor for a Petach Hamor for a Kohen. The Chiddush is
no one's ever mechuyev to give the Petach Hamor to a Kohen. So the fact that the Kohen had a Petach Hamor is not really significant in the momentous of the Petach Hamor, because everybody could keep the Petach Hamor. No one has to give away the Petach Hamor. So that's why I'm saying there's a transference there. The idea of being koyde the Petach Hamor with a seh and giving the seh to a Kohen is indicative that really a Kohen has some sort of schus mamoni here when there's a Petach Hamor. You have to like placate the Kohen by giving him a seh. So that's why if the Kohen had the Petach Hamor and he's morish it, if it was born a Petach Hamor, then again there's no chiddush. If he had a Petach Hamor, he had a donkey that gave birth to a firstborn, then again there's no chiddush, because the Kohen has no din of Petach Hamor, so it's just a regular animal. But if he was Yairish, a Petach Hamor from his grandfather in Israel, which does have a din of a Petach Hamor, and he's Yairish to his grandson, so his grandson can also keep the sled. Also, a Yisrael mafresh sled v'hula. V'hula atzmo ki hu yoreish z'chus ha-kohen. V'ha-kohen ha-yapodo v'yatzmo. The Kohen had the monetary right to be paid to the chamor with a tleh and to keep it. K'mo kein, nechto ha-Yisrael.
But he didn't inherit the tleh, he just inherits the chamor.
That's why there's a chiddush. Again, if he inherited the tleh, there also wouldn't be a chiddush. The tleh already belonged to the Kohen, he was giving it a Yerusha. Chiddush is he's moirish the chamor, which you always keep.
No, so why isn't that just the grandson's money? That's his chamor.
It is. That's not the issue. The issue is he can be paida with us. The chiddush is that he's paida betleh. And he can keep the tleh.
This is terrific. So he wouldn't be able to keep the tleh. It's a real havamina that he would have to give the tleh to a kohen.
I don't know what the word is havamina, but it's a chiddush. Because at no point is there anything special going on that the grandson shouldn't have to give a tleh away. Just like everybody has to give a tleh away. Because all he was Yairish was a Petach Hamor.
Yeah.
I don't know what year means.
It's hard to understand.
You think it shouldn't be that way?
Yeah.
That's what I'm explaining. Yeah. You have to understand the idea of giving a tleh to a kohen, that it means the kohen has a schus mamoni when a Petach Hamor is born. He has a schus mamoni to get a tleh, or to get the value of the Petach Hamor. The very fact that you can be paid a Petach Hamor, by the way, b'shavyo, really proves the soul that it's as if the Kohen is supposed to get the Petach Hamor. Because you see, you can give him the Petach Hamor's value. And that's also called Pidyon Petach Hamor.
Okay? But what is he morish to the grandson?
The schus to keep the benefits of a Petach Hamor. That he doesn't have to give it away. That he doesn't have to give away the hashlachot of having a Petach Hamor. Ubishas mavur haloshen. The way the Gemara puts it down is the Im Yisrael Hoyelo Asora Pitre Chamorim Shenoflo Mibes Aviimo Kohen, but also Aviimo Kohen Noflo Mi Aviimo Yisrael. Notice the Gemara has a grandfather Yisrael being Morish a Petach Hamor to his grandson the Kohen, and the Kohen is now Morish the Petach Hamor to his grandson, a Yisrael. So we made a scenario that it's one Petach Hamor and the grandson, Yisrael, has to be pulled a bit tleh, but to keep the tleh. The Gemara presents the case that this grandson, Yisrael, was Yoresh 10 Pitre Hamorim from Grandpa Koyin, who was Yoresh from Grandpa Yisrael. Mafrish alayim asora sayin. He's mafrish 10 says, one for each chamor. Uma asron, and he becomes Meiser Behema. He has to take Meiser Behema. He now has 10 animals. It was Ein Shalom. That's all. The Gemara describes it being the grandsons, and he doesn't have to give it away, as if he had 10 of them, he takes off Meiser Behema and keeps it. That's how the Rambam says over the case as well. So you don't really need 10 sets. You can be paid there with a set, and you're keeping it. A set, same set. You don't really need 10 sets. And even according to Rashi, that you need 10 sets, Rashi says that when there's a suffix, maybe the set belongs to the kohen, and you're only keeping it as Hamotzi Mechavel of Araya. This say you're not keeping it as Hamotzi Mechavel of Araya. This say you're keeping it because it's yours. It's taka yours. So you don't really need 10 sets. You can keep on using the seh to be paid the chamor. Ufaida by bezach hazeh kol ha'asora pitei chamorim. Uma shenokat hashas asora seyin 10 sehs ayin shom the revulsa katsas linyan ma'isir. Maybe it's a shtickle chiddush that you take ma'isir behema from it. Yeah. Because the pitei chamor is also. You want to take away the isra from the pitei chamor. You're not giving anything. We saw the whole mitzvah. The pidyon of a Pesach Hamor Meseh is done only b'dibur, in order to take away the iser from the Pesach Hamor. You want to use the Pesach Hamor. You want to put packages on it. You want to use it. It's also. But he has to be maskia the isser from the Pesach Hamor. That's why he's poded. Askuei isser, take away the isser. He wants to use the Pesach Hamor. He's not allowed to until he's poded 10%. That's the chiddush of the whole mitzvah. That the mitzvah literally has two parts. The pidyon and the giving it to the kohen. And we've had already so many cases where you do the pidyon because you want to be mafkia the iser of the Pesach Hamor, but there's no din of giving it to the kohen. That's the chiddush in the whole mitzvah. It's by taking truma to make it possible to eat the truma, the mafresh truma, then there's another din to give it to the kohen. If you're not mafresh truma from your truma, it's tevel, and if you eat tevel, it's nisim b'day shemayim. So you mafresh the truma and it's no longer tevel. But now giving it to the kohen is just a monetary thing, and if you don't give it to the kohen, you're even gezel. But there's no nisim b'day shemayim. Okay. Right. U'b'shulchan aruch einu mevi. The Shulchan Aruch brings the case of the Pesach Hamor Echad. The Nafalo B'Yerusha, the Mafresh Tleh, the grandson of Mafresh Tleh, Behu Shalom, Lagos or Amosha, maybe Le'el Minei, the Sifhei, in the Sothek Chayzer Upoide, as far as Rabbeinu Tam, in the Magiakan, the Ba'asor Gamkein, Dai B'Say Echad, he doesn't bring that case. The Koshkein, whom is in the Le'el, as far as Atoiswas. You know, as you hold, you only need one set, even when you have the set, Machmas Cheskos Mamet. Koshkein, you only need one set, when you have the set, because it's Mamet yours, not because of Cheskos Mamet. Achamachabesh Ishmael Le'el, Dinzeh, the Chayzer Upoide, as far as Harambam, they know maybe Dinzeh, and came the Dafka Nokan Echon, Avul Asora, Sarah Vamas Asora Sayin, before, become come to Sasor Chion, maybe Loshana Ramam Kloshana Shas. The Mufur is Dimnafulo Asera Pitre Hamoirim, Mafresh Asora Sayin. The Sferosa Wayne Chayza Poyd the Bishumin, you know, it seems that there's a Shita, you can't just use the Seh for another pigeon, another pigeon, another pigeon, another pigeon. The Rambam Shita is, you can only use one Seh per pigeon. You can't use the Seh for a second pigeon. Finish, even if it belongs to you. What?
We can't use it again.
Any anybody that owns the seh can't use it again for another Petach Hamor. Usually you have to give it away to a kohen. It's true. The point is, according to the Rambam, even if it's yours mamish, not only machnasothek, you cannot use it for two pigeons. One pigeon per seh.
If you used it, you gave it to the
coin
and you bought it back.
No.
You
can
use it?
Yeah, I'm sure yes.
You could.
Yeah, I'm sure that yes. But that's a whole, you know, that's like, so that's
talking,
a reset point.
So we're talking about a coin.
The grandson was Yoresh, 10 Pitre Chamorim.
So why can't he do it then?
Well, that's the Rambam Shita. You can't use one set for more than one pigeon. I don't know why. I know why, but it's Sofek Petach Hamor, where it might not be his. But when it's Vada yours, the Rambam holds that that's what the Gemara's case is. Ain't a Chayzer Upoida, that you can't be paid twice. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe once you transferred, maybe once you used it, it's used up. One pigeon per se. One per customer, you know. Don't take.
Once you've used it, it's used up. But we don't know what or why.
Well, we're not really sure what kind of a pigeon this is. Quite frankly, it's a pigeon where there's no transferring. Normally, when you pose something with kedusha, the kedusha goes on to the thing that you use for pigeon, or the pigeon is the pigeon here. You know what it's like? It's like pigeon on the ivriya. It's like it's a monetary pigeon.
Yeah.
It's not a kedusha type pigeon. Yeah. It's a monetary. So but it is mafkir yisa. Problem is it's mafkir yisa. It does do something more than mominous. It's mafkir the yisa. Okay.
So that's what it uses. It used up its mafkir the yisa thing. You only have
apparently. That's the Rambam Shita. Tez Zion. Tez Zion. Mavur b'mishnah daf yud beis amud aleph. Nosto l'koyhen. You gave the koyhen. If you gave the koyhen the petach hamor. Ein koyhen rashoy l'kaimo. Koyhen cannot keep it and use it. It's also. Why?
So I get the case.
He gave
the
Petach Hamor, yeah. So it says, so the Kohen has to be Mafresh Aseh. The Kohen is the one that has to get off the Isser from the Petach Hamor and be posed it with a Seh. Again, he doesn't have to give the Seh to anybody. And the Seh also become Usher to work with. But he has to be posed at the Petach Hamor with his Seh. Ubishasham Omid Beis Tamina. A razor lo yitneu lo, you can't give him the Petach Hamor achi yivdeu hakoyen b'fonov. Ki hakoyenim chashudim al seh. The Kohen says, I really want that Petach Hamor. It's a butte.
Chashudim al what?
To use the Petach Hamor without being poisoned. What?
Did the Kohen
get asked? No, it's also. But the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to give the Petach Hamor to the Kohen until you see that he's played it per se.
But there's reason.
Yes, there's so's reason that they're going to use the Petach Hamor before they're played it. Before Necha. You have to see him before that.
Yes,
it's a regular thing.
So he's going to be called that before you get the
No, he goes home and he eats breakfast.
Don't give it to him
unless he's going to be pulled there before Necha.
You have to give it to him first. You can't be pulled.
Obviously, yes. Yeah. No, you can't trust him. He has to do it in front of you. It's hard to understand why they should be chashud if they lose absolutely nothing. They don't have to give the set to anyone. They can keep the set. So why should they be chashud not to? Maybe because it seems like it's nothing, so they won't do it. It's just saying a few words. Like, what is it? So he'll do it b'shavyo. I don't know. V'chei mavur kan b'rambam, maybe he'll talk about it. V'chei mavur kan b'rambam alochadalad v'shechonorach sivches. Nere the afachat chilo. Apparently, It's mutl l'chadchila. There's a mitzvah. You learn the mitzvah. It says ufetach hamor tefteh b'sev. Lo tefteh va'arafto. But apparently, says the Minchas Chinuch, you're l'chadchila allowed to give the koyan the petach hamor itself. U'mekayim ha-mitzvah. I don't know which mitzvah he's mekayim.
Israel gives him the petach hamor.
That's what he says.
The petach hamor is also shabbat petach hamor.
What?
We're
not talking about pidgin. We're talking about giving him the petach hamor. I don't know how the Minchas Chinuch knows. Oh, he brings it down from a radvaz. I don't know. To me, it's like an unbelievable chiddush that you make him a mitzvah
by giving him the hamor.
Yeah.
It's to break his neck, no?
No, that's if you don't want to be pulled there, you have to break its neck. But hey, you're giving it to the kohen. That's, you can give it to the kohen. You're giving it to the kohen. You're not just sitting there and doing nothing.
He's going to be pulled there. And he'll be pulled there.
Right? He has to be pulled there, yeah.
And you gave it.
According to what I said 12 minutes ago, is very understandable.
Money.
That really you should be giving the kohen the petach hamor. But
yes.
The Torah said, be pointed to seh, and give him the seh. Give him something more chashuv, more tohar.
Or even give him money.
Yeah.
So you can even give him money. Why can't you give him the chamor?
Yes.
The chamor is also shavuos.
We're not talking about giving it the shavuos. Then it wouldn't be a chiddush.
It's still a mitzvah, we said.
But he's not talking about that. He's talking about giving him the petach hamor because it's a firstborn. Yeah, but you can't just... I don't know why not. Maybe he could, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about giving him the petach hamor. A firstborn. I'm giving my firstborn donkey to a kohen as a firstborn, as matnas kahuna. So the Minchas Chinuch says, b'shem der advaz, that you get the mitzvah. Chayre, it doesn't say this mitzvah in the Torah anywhere. It says only to be paid at the seh. And he talks about you have an option to give the petach hamor to the kohen. So the achrayim argue with this. They say there's no.
We already said being paid the seh is la'adach also. It's a mitzvah if you're not paid the seh. And if it's a mitzvah if you're paid the money, also it's a mitzvah. Right?
Yes. But he's not being called in at all. You're giving the petach hamor.
But the kohen's going to be called in. So in the end, it will be called in. Right?
Okay. So good. You know what? You don't hold it to chiddush that you get the mitzvah. We're talking about the Yisrael getting the mitzvah.
Yeah, it's finished.
There's no such option in the Torah.
Right.
The Torah doesn't give that option.
Right.
Okay, so he made up an option. There's no such option in the Torah. But the way I said 13 minutes ago, it's better. But I said the concept behind what the Torah tells you to do, I think you see it from the din that the grandson Yisrael, that's Yoresh from the grandfather Cohen, who was Yoresh from the grandson Yisrael. I'm sorry.
Yoresh from the grandfather.
For the grandfather, yeah. So that he could keep the tleh, that's how I see this din. That he has a schus mamoni, that the grandfather who only was yoresh a petach hamor and was morish a petach hamor, the grandson has a right to keep the set with which he's poder, which to me means there's what you call transferring. Really, you should be giving the petach hamor to the kohen, but you give the set, so that's maybe a source to say that you could talk and give the petach hamor to the kohen. Uvmarit al gazi tome al shumas hadeshen betzokov simin reish lamed hay shekosov la shoyo deminayin lo dover zeh. The shumas hadeshen writes to the shoyo, where in the world did you ever see such a thing? The rashoy litain petach hamor lekoyin dilma hakpida torah davka o pidyano arifa uvemez mavur lehedya b'mishnah. It's Beferish and Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah does not say you get the mitzvah, the Mishnah just says if he gives the petach hamor to the kohen, so the kohen has to be pointed to set and can keep the set. But the Mishnah, so the Marek al Gazi asks on the Trumas Hadeshim, Why are you attacking the guy that said you can give the Petach Hamor to the Kohen? And you attacked him because there's no such option. What are you talking about? It's a Mefarish Mishnah. I'm saying, realize that the Mishnah does not say it's a mitzvah. The Mishnah just says, if you did it, so this is what the Kohen should do. Okay. Ubishas Mavur the Kahanim Moribah Hetera. I don't know. Upirish Rashi, Kivin Mafrish and Sevain Shalohem. So they don't bother doing it with a pigeon. Lomalohen Liftoso. But you could say, Pumfakad. Why shouldn't they? They don't lose anything. But that's what Rashi says. That's how he explains the Mishnah. That they're choshed because it seems meaningless to them. Vayim Amaritol Gazim Ufalpol came to Soli Petach Hamor to Gam Yisrael Mafrish Klev Ushalo. Obisol Shanofel Obiyerushik and Eliel to Gam Kim Mafrish Klev Ushalo. Lomalo Amin and the choshed Alse. Yifteo Bethnei Edom Dafka. Why aren't we choshed in Yisrael when he's Mafrish Atleh and could keep it that he won't do it? Ayin Shem Shkazim the Chazal Yodu the Dafka Karam Choshodu. Because the Ganim, they're always more chashed. Ayin Shom Barichas. Maybe because they don't have a chelik in Eretz Israel, so they're always scrambling for money. Okay. So we're up to paragraph Yud Zion. What?